My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
A Texas Rangers ticket giveaway is coming up during the commercial-free expressway. That starts at 7:20. Neighborhood Watch, the biggest local segment in radio, at 7:40. Pat Doney with the patented high school football preview at 8. Armin Katayan previews the college football season at 9. Loaded Thursday edition, Show of Wales continues on Sean, RJ, and Bobby, where other starting quarterbacks around the National Football League have been named and some not. Mike Tomlin named Russell Wilson the starting quarterback. How many games until we see Justin Fields actually start one? And Bobby, you were throwing out some Russell Wilson stats that they were blowing my mind in the commercial break.
He's 13th all-time in touchdown passes. With 29 this year, he passes Eli and Fran Tarkenton and becomes 11th all-time in touchdown passes. Which is...
I can't believe it.
I can't either. 9-time Pro Bowler. They threw that up on ESPN. I was like, there's no way he made 9 Pro Bowls. But it was all but 1 year in Seattle he made it.
Russ or Eli?
Russ was at one point a top 5 quarterback. Like somebody like, and probably during the Let Russ Cook era was around top 3. Like there's a reason Denver was willing to say, we'll throw you $245 million or whatever the number was.
I don't think anyone thought of him as a top 3 quarterback at that time.
Man. He was the MVP leader in 2019.
He never got a single vote for MVP.
For the first half of the season, he was like the MVP leader, though.
He was never, I don't think he was ever a top 2 or 3
quarterback. He was at his peak, was like, I don't think it's even a question, like when he was at his best, that he was much better than Eli. And okay, I would never. But Eli's got the Super Bowl, so
yeah. I mean,
no. Like, I'm just saying, 10 years, you get to have one.
Russ
over Eli. Yeah, Eli made the playoffs.
You
like,
know, outside of this listening audience, people would think that we're crazy having that discussion or saying Russell Wilson. You know,
well, what? So many people live in New York,
I'm seeing so much, like, people are kind of like, yeah, we recognize Eli isn't really a Hall of Famer, but you can't leave someone with 2 Super Bowls out. That conversation is happening quite a bit. Like, he was never better than Ben.
There's a lot of Hall of Fame voters who are never going to vote for Eli, though.
Sure. But Russ was never better than Ben. I don't think he was ever better than Romo. I don't think he was never better than Ryan.
Rivers?
He was never better than Rivers.
Was Ben ever better than Matt Ryan?
Shut up, buddy. I don't think so, but I mean, I'm not going to, like, go crazy over it.
Okay.
So it's going to be Russell Wilson in Pittsburgh, and Jerod Mayo knows his quarterback.
He does.
But he's not naming them.
No.
Not telling the team, apparently.
This guy, look, I hate to do vol-on-vol crime here, but Jerod Mayo's a loser. This is Bill Belichick loser vibes. Like, you know,
he came on our show once. We loved him.
I know, we do like him.
To talk about Mayo.
And he's a Tennessee guy, so I have to love him. But this is the worst trait of Bill Belichick. coming into play here. There's no advantage you're going to lose by waiting a day to name your starting quarterback. Tell these guys where they stand. Why you wait? I haven't told the players yet. Well, if you know, tell the players.
Yeah, the whole that's for me to know and you to find out energy from coaches, I think, is always like, what does it matter? Like whenever it's the same thing that I always roll my eyes at when it's, oh, there's the blue-white scrimmage and like McCarthy has taken all the names and numbers off the back of jerseys. It's like, what are you, stop it. Yeah. Like this is not state secrets here. Just say who's starting at quarterback. It's dumb, but this is the toxic Bill Belichick. Like everything is like, you know, classified information and you got to wait till Thursday to find out.
Zach Taylor stepped in it yesterday in Cincinnati. He had told the media the day before that Ja'Marr Chase was going to practice. Ja'Marr Chase shows up to practice 13 minutes late in street clothes. And Taylor said, yeah, I put my foot in my mouth a little bit, but this is Ja'Marr chasing his contract, which has a couple of years left on it. So Ja'Marr Chase just casually strolling out there 13 minutes late, not in football gear.
This Ja'Marr Chase thing feels way more delicate than the CD one got to, because the fact that he...
And I wonder if Mike Brown, Bross would know this better. I wonder if like Mike Brown is a guy who's like not going to fold or worry about losing some games at the beginning of their season on an AFC contender.
Yeah, he might not. The Chase thing, though, like very publicly walking in there 13 minutes late in front of the cameras in street clothes feels very much like, you're going to speak for me when I didn't communicate that to you at all? All right, well, then I'm going to sit out. That one just feels like a little bit of a peen match or whatever.
And then Choppy, another positive story out of the armpit with the Texans.
Dude, it's amazing what a single quarterback can do for the culture. There, don't ever tell me a coach is the culture or a GM. It's the quarterback. That is 100% the culture of your team. And Nick Caserio was a joke. Like, everyone was, there was horror stories about the Texans front office, from that charlatan Jack Easterby to the owner to Mr. Over His Head in Nick Caserio. Well, he did a solid here to a local legend, Case Keenum, University of Houston, local legend down there. And they pulled a classy move. They placed him on injured reserve prior to the roster cuts for Case Keenum. And what that did is it gave him an extra year of NFL service time. So it gives him, like, I think 13 years now of NFL service time, which gives him an extra like $20,000 a year in pension benefits. Because each, I think it's like, the way I read it, it's like $19,000 for each year you're in the league. That's your pension. So if you get like 10 years in the league, your pension is $190,000 when you hit 55. But he also gets a salary for the year, because he's placed on IR instead of just cutting him. So that's a good little move. It's a solid move. I don't know how much. I'm sure you got to go pass it with the owner. Hey, we're going to pay this guy for doing nothing, whatever. But good little move by Caserio and the Texans.
Yeah, which a lot of teams, it doesn't always get, you know, put out there, but a lot of teams will do things like this very quietly. The Cowboys a couple of years ago with a player, which I won't say who, but the Cowboys a couple years ago, the player kept him on the roster for an entire year, or kept him on IR without releasing him. They placed him on IR, didn't release him because they knew he needed mental health access to things. And so very quietly, they kept him on there the entire year so that he'd have his benefits and be able to have access to that kind of stuff.
The Dodgers have been doing this with a player for like 8 years. They just kept him on the roster so he could maintain his mental health benefits.
And the virtual chains are not happening. We're sticking with the chain gang.
No more chain gang. The chain gang is still in play. They decided not to use the trial that they had done in the preseason.
Yeah.
And we've seen this in like the UFL, where they're just trying to get rid of the chain gang and use like some kind of a chip via, you know, the VAR or whatever they use in tennis. And either the NFL is not ready to go down that road, or it hasn't been perfected yet. And if it's not perfected yet, then I'm fine by still using the chain gang. But if it has been perfected, I mean, what are we doing?
Here was my problem with it in the preseason, at least while watching the Cowboy games, when Bill Jones would get all excited. Here comes the virtual measurement. It was too much dead period. they need to figure out a better way to show. We need to judge it as the slow-mo measurement is happening. We all like need to see it, not just like at the very end. There was too much dead time when they're going to the sideline or going to players or going something else or just trying to fill conversation. That gap right there needs to be filled better. They need to like immediately go to the measurement, show us so that we're all sitting on our couch and judging it at home. That's my opinion on the TV presentation of it versus the dead period that I felt like was there in the preseason.
Because like in soccer or in tennis,
yes.
Let's just use tennis. Because tennis one like is...
And it's quick.
It's quick, but like, you know, you don't necessarily see the ball. You see a virtual ball.
Yeah, but that's still great theater.
It's still great
it's
theater.
It's a slow-mo of the tennis ball. Oh, my gosh. Is it going to land? Oh, we see where it is.
We see where it is.
I didn't feel like we got that with the virtual measurement with the NFL. So sticking with the chain gang. The number one highlight in the sports world yesterday belongs to us.
All right, the 1-2. That's in the air left field. That's trouble. Jankowski back.
Travis Jankowski with the robbery, allowing the Texas Rangers to stay perfect against the sorry White Sox. And I think Evan Grant tweeted yesterday that he literally counted the fans in the stands, and I think the number was 49.
Yeah.
49 people there to watch one of the games.
Yeah, I think he said that was the first time in his life he counted to 49. Now, he meant to the fans, but it read as if he was saying he had counted to 49 for the first time in his life. Travis Jankowski had just been subbed in too as a defensive replacement. Like, that's why you bring him in, is because of what he can do out there in the outfield and just in stride. It's a fantastic play. In stride, doesn't even hardly break, jumps up, makes the play, yeah, and just looks totally cool doing it. Just, yep, this is what I do.
And now we have to do the obligatory placement in Rangers history for all-time great catches.
Oh, yeah. It's, I mean, Gary Matthews Jr. is going to be entirely too difficult to overtake.
Second or third, number one will always be Gary Matthews Jr. kicking off the wall and spinning in the air to catch it. But there was a catch I remember years ago that Josh Hamilton made in center where it was against the Red Sox in the game, and he leapt up and it didn't rob a homer, but he caught it in like mid-flight as he collided into the wall and then face planted when he came back down and still had it. That I might have ahead of this one, but I mean, this one was
that one had
fantastic.
Extra difficulty too because it was during the sun was out. Josh couldn't see.
It was actually a night game, so no, it was not.
Meanwhile, Kumar Rocker strikes out 10 in his AAA debut, and Jack Leiter goes 4 innings, 6 hits, 2 earned, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts with the fastball hitting 99 yesterday in his start against Chicago.
Yeah, and I mean, Jack Leiter didn't look
he's
great.
Earned the next start.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't even know. Earn combined with the team where they are. 9 back in the West, 10 back in the wild card. Let him start again.
I guess it'll be the Yankees that he starts again.
Probably. He didn't fold, though. I mean, he had those struggles in the first inning and throughout the game was still getting hit around a little bit, but he didn't fold. He battled. That's all good. That's positive because he hasn't battled at other times.
If it's the Yankees, he'll face Judge, Mattingly, and Soto, according to Stephen A.
Yeah.
I knew you'd like that.
Who's Don Mattingly? Peyton, do you know who that is?
Yeah, former Newark Yankee.
Yeah, but who is he?
Baseball player.
Okay.
What did you want him to say, Bobby?
Former manager?
Virgo?
No. Former manager of the Marlins.
Oh!
Okay, there you go.
Did he bite? All right, fine. Extra credit. Okay. Did he bat right or left?
Left.
What a good guess. 877-881-1053 in order to hit us up on the Franco & Franco Injury Attorney text line, and we have something special for you coming around the corner. Go ahead, Chop.
Real quick, he is not scheduled to pitch. He is not on the schedule to pitch again. They've got an open date on Sunday. He won't be able to go there because he just pitched on Wednesday, but it's Heaney, Evaldi, and Gray would be against New York, so he's not scheduled to pitch yet.
Jacoby Brissett was named the starter in New England, even though Drake May has been a better player.
God.
Just got announced.
How do you do that? How do you say this guy's been better and then start the second best player?
Well, because I think at one point he said Jacoby was also better. Like he's going back and forth with it. Let's see how much we go back and forth with these NFL lists and rankings that just came out. Let's see how much of a cowboy fight we have during the commercial-free expressway while we hook you up with Rangers tickets and the neighborhood watch. Everybody loves lists. Let's see if Chris Arnold is right after this.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Let's hook you up right now. For turning it on, leaving it on, then we'll get into some NFL quarterback fights, Neighborhood Watch, and Pat Doney. Text us all the questions. Maybe through the Odyssey app, you can record a question for Pat Doney to answer at 8 o'clock here on Sean and RJ. But it's Thursday. We're feeling good. So let's help you win.
All right, Tolos, that's right. Caller number 10 at 877-881-1053 wins a four-pack of tickets to see your Texas Rangers take on the Los Angeles Angels on Friday, September 6th. That's caller number 10 at 877-881-1053.
Congratulations to the winner, and thank y'all for turning it on, leaving it on, your home of the World Series champs who got the little mini sweep over the White Sox yesterday. All right, Chop. Who is evaluating quarterbacks?
103 players are evaluating quarterbacks.
Oh, top 100? We already did that.
Yeah, this is 103 players were asked six questions by ESPN.
Okay.
To answer who is the most overrated, most underrated, biggest trash talker, all the things.
All right.
Okay, so here we go.
I like the superlatives.
Yes. Who is the GOAT? And if it's not Mahomes, what does he have to do to get there? Of the 103 respondents, how many said Mahomes is the GOAT?
The same group of people had him number 4 on the top 100. So I'll say 90.
Okay. 7.
Eight, oh, okay.
The GOAT. Oh, not the best in the league. Okay. The GOAT.
Oh, all time.
All time.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So, 85 said Tom Brady. 7 said Patrick Mahomes. That's only 92. That means 11 people said somebody else.
Okay.
And they didn't list who it was, but several other players did receive votes.
Is there any chance one person playing today said Joe Montana? Who's an old white quarterback? Hell, it could have been Jacoby Brissett, who just got named the New England starter. The old school history and knowledge of the game, be able to throw up Montana. Someone might say Rodgers.
Is one of the McCown brothers still playing or something?
One of them's coaching with Minnesota.
Someone probably said Peyton. Okay, so 85 said Tom and 7 said Pat.
Which is more likely, that someone said Montana or there was one player who would have said like Lamar Jackson or somebody else playing right now?
Lamar.
I think it is more likely somebody would have said Lamar than Montana.
Rank the top 3 current quarterbacks. They went and there was, let's see, only 5 players got any vote. Only 5 players got a single vote. Number 1 is Mahomes. Number 2 is Lamar. Number 3 is Joe Burrow.
Oh. All right.
Josh Allen was 4th. And Aaron Rodgers was 5th.
And this was weighted. So it's like number 1 got 3 points, number 2 got 2 points, number 3 got 1 point.
Right.
Man, this Rodgers thing is going to be a fascinating seesaw. Which way are we going?
I think we know which way we're going.
Mahomes.
Well, you're always going down.
Mahomes had 87 first place
Bobby,
votes.
Let me have the joke. Just let me have the joke.
I said, hell yeah, just I was agreeing up. With you. Can you. That's agreeing with your
Bobby,
joke.
Can Bobby's dealer text him, please? I could tell yesterday. I could tell.
Yeah. Mahomes had 87 first place votes and 12 second place votes. One player did not rank him in their top 3.
Mahomes?
Yeah, one player did not rank him in their top 3.
Someone in the AFC West?
Probably.
Who hates him?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. Crosby or somebody?
Which rookie quarterback will have the most successful career? Caleb Williams was 1st with 34 votes. 2nd was Jaden Daniels with 30. So a lot of votes. Maybe some SEC love. Who knows? J.J. McCarthy was 3rd, and then Penix, and then Bo Nix. So there's your top 5.
So nobody in the NFL believes the answer could be Drake May.
No.
Which Bobby was watching Drake May highlights in the commercial break.
Drake May's got arguably as high of a ceiling as Caleb Williams. He's boom or bust. But, I mean, Drake May can be, and like Drake May to me was clearly the only other first-round quarterback other than Caleb.
Who is the NFL's most overrated quarterback?
Ooh.
According to the players. These are your top vote getters. There's a tie for number 2. Number 1 is
Trevor. Actually, I saw the list on Twitter. My answer is Trevor, but the answer was Josh Allen.
Trevor did get some votes. Josh Allen is number 1. Tied for 2nd is Bobby's boy Jalen Hurts and Tua.
Ooh.
They're tied for 2nd.
All pretty decent candidates. Not enough people are talking about a possible fall for my guy Josh Allen this year. No one is talking about it with a lack of weapons. I'm terrified. I'm terrified for my boy, for my guy.
Well, as Mahomes has shown, if he's elite, there will be no drop-off.
Well, I know. Unfair comparison. Yeah. Elite versus all GOAT. It could be a GOAT.
Correct. That's not true. Not elite. Yeah. We're talking about elite versus like all-time.
Like Peyton Manning. I'm not trying to start a fight. Peyton Manning, he never went without.
No, he didn't.
Like, Tom went without for some time. Now, they weren't some high-octane, crazy, great offense. I'm just saying he went without a cast during the beginning of his career. Peyton never did. And Josh Allen, unless they got some talent there, I'm not thinking he's about to go without. Yeah. Like Pat, we always forget he always has Kelsey. But
right,
he went without a stud receiver.
Yeah, Tom really in his career, like they won with defense. They didn't win with he made big plays, but like they didn't put up gaudy numbers. No. That wasn't their style.
Yeah.
Like Manning always had, they always drafted offense. They never bothered with the defense. Other receiving vote getters and the most overrated, Justin Herbert was next.
Oh.
Then Trevor Lawrence, then Deshaun, then Kyler, and then Brock Purdy.
No Dak.
No Dak on the most overrated.
Because no one thinks that highly of him to start with.
Most underrated.
Kidding.
Most underrated.
Quarterback?
Yes. There are one, two, three, four, five. There are six guys in the top three that were all tied. Number one, Brock Purdy, tied with Matthew Stafford.
Oh.
Okay. They pulled Walchuk. Good for them.
Then a four-way tie for third place. Kirk Cousins, Jared Goff, Jordan Love, Bryce Young.
Ooh, okay. Hot take.
That's somebody taking it very literally. Like, yeah. Who's the most underrated? Well, people think Bryce Young is trash, and he's not. So it'd be Bryce Young.
So Purdy was on the most overrated. He's also the most underrated on this list. Other top vote getters, Justin Herbert was on the most overrated. Now he's on the most underrated. Mm. Dak is there. Lamar is there. Hurts and Tua are there as well. They were also the second most overrated quarterbacks. Biggest trash talkers. Runaway winner, Josh Allen.
So are those tied together? That he is the runaway best trash talk winner, and then he is the runaway, or not runaway, but he's the number one vote getter for most overrated because people just are bitter.
Well, it's tied together towards his style because he has a lot of physical contact. He's a tank. Mm. He's going to run. He's not going to slide. He's going to try to destroy you and bowl you over, and then he's going to talk to you after.
Talk to you about it, yep. Baker Mayfield comes in second. Aaron Rodgers third. Other top vote getters, Mahomes, Burrow, and CJ Stroud.
For trash talk.
For trash talk.
Just ask Micah, found that out on the couch.
Aaron Rodgers does talk a lot.
Like he's uncomeback with a bowl.
Exactly. He's uncomeback with a bowl. There's nothing you can do with
Aaron
Rodgers.
He talks to the defenders more than his family.
Well, that's changing. That's changing, right? They had a reconciliation, apparently.
Last year, he talked more to McAfee than he did anybody on the field because he was too old to actually stay healthy.
I can read, though.
He can read. And there's your list.
Well done. All right, part one of Around the NFL. The Neighborhood Watch is coming up in about 10 minutes. We already hooked you up with the Rangers tickets, and you can record on the Odyssey app any high school football questions for the great Pat Doney with the preview from NBC5 at 8.
ESPN came out with their yearly list of their projection. This is a projection, not where they're currently at. This is what they think it'll be at the end of the season of the top 100 players in football. And the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay, so this is
your favorite list.
This is the projection. Okay, yes. So this is not now. All right.
Yeah, but this is the list you loved the other day with the tight end rankings.
Yeah, it's insane. Go ahead.
Yeah. In fact, let's start there. Let's start with the tight end ranking because it makes me look great, Sean. And so I'm going to say it. This list has won George Kittle ahead of Travis Kelce as the best. So. Look, and this is not a player list. This is the writers. This is the ESPN reporters.
Meathead voting on this nonstop since Kittle goes on there.
It's the ESPN reporters who does the
best WWE finishing move. Put them at the top. Who can drink all the pints with me in Ireland?
Exactly. ESPN reporters though did this one. So this is like the All Pro team versus the Pro Bowl team. We don't take the Pro Bowl team that seriously. We go to the All Pro team because they know what they're looking at, and they say George Kittle better than Travis Kelce. Like I've tried to tell you for
a bunch of morons. Like there's no way to credibly, legitimately make that point. Maybe you're projecting Ayuk not there. Maybe. And Kittle's going to get more targets, but he'll end up getting hurt with his F Dallas t-shirt underneath. What else?
So there's
plus his helmet sucks.
There's four Cowboys on this list. Obviously, the top three that you would think of immediately, it's Dak, CD, Micah, that those three are going to be up there. But Zach Martin is on this list, and Tyler Smith is not. I think there's a lot of people around the league who think Tyler Smith is, if you're projecting out, who believe Tyler Smith's going to be better by the end of this year than Zach Martin. Because Zach Martin has taken a bit of a step back. Tyler Smith has continued to progress, and being able to stay at the same position. We saw that in the ESPN executive list that they voted on. There are people saying he's the next guy up. It's going to be him who we're talking about as like the next dominant guard for 10 years. But Zach Martin is on this list. There is no Tyler Smith. But Dak Prescott comes in on this list as the sixth best quarterback in the NFL. And he comes in ahead of guys like Jordan Love and various people like that. The guys that are in front of him at quarterback include Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, and then who was the fifth one?
Lamar. Lamar was second overall.
Yeah, Lamar. So here's the top 10 on this list. Tell me if you have any issues with this. Number one, Patrick Mahomes. Number two, Lamar Jackson. Number three, Justin Jefferson. This was polled after, I believe, after the McCarthy stuff. And that they're still projecting out
this
that Jefferson.
This is the best players?
This is a projection for who's going to be the best by the end of this season. Like, who we're talking about.
Man, is Lamar Iverson... Is that what this is in terms of, like, the players overrated. Just loving him? And he's so cool. Maybe overrated. Like Lamar Jackson... I'm sorry. He's not the second best player in football.
No, and it would have to be for that to be an exact comparison. You'd have to say, is Allen Iverson the best center in the league? Because Lamar Jackson gets credit for playing a position well, that he doesn't even really play well.
I think you can absolutely make a case that he's the second best player in the league. He's the most difficult to game plan for. He's more difficult to game plan for than Patrick Mahomes. You have to spend more time game planning for Lamar Jackson than anybody else. I mean, that's...
You have to spend more time game planning for Trey Lance than Cooper Rush, too.
But, yeah, the broadest argument. Yeah,
but that's not what we're doing. Number four, Myles Garrett. Number five, Josh Allen. This is the first one that I think is... I'm fascinated.
Is everyone taking Lamar Jackson in the league over Josh Allen?
Right now they are. It feels like. Yeah. I wouldn't, but right now it feels like everybody wants to.
And who would you take?
I like Josh. I'm thinking about it because, like, Lamar, this is the fickleness of sports. Like, people gave Aaron Rodgers a pass for not having any weapons. Nobody's ever given Lamar that.
Yeah. I've talked about a lack of weapons there for a long time. Ozzie Newsome could not draft receivers.
Number five, Josh Allen. Number six.
But Lamar gets a playoff pass that Dak doesn't.
Yeah.
You're right. And I think part of that's because he doesn't have, and he has been to a conference championship game.
Yeah, but his teams have choked. They absolutely have. Number six, Ja'Marr Chase, the second highest graded receiver above CD, above Tyreek Hill. I don't know
how you can say that.
Both or above one of them?
I mean, really, if you want to put him above CD, I'm going to lose my mind. I disagree, but like, you definitely can't put him ahead of Tyreek, I don't believe.
I got to look here. I felt like when I looked at it last year, like I think cumulatively you look at it, like there's a hard argument, I think, for you to make that says Chase has been better than Lamb.
Yeah, I mean, maybe his, like, I don't know, maybe he's a better peak. I don't know, but look, Chase or Burrow, one of them's going to get hurt every year. Seems like.
Number seven, the highest graded Dallas Cowboy on the list is?
Micah Parsons.
That's right, baby! Micah Parsons. Ahead of TJ Watt!
Yep, he is ahead of TJ Watt. And look, they...
Overrated!
They clearly know football from what they've said about George Kittle Travis Kelce. So, number eight on the list, Tyreek Hill. Number nine, Christian McCaffrey. Number 10, TJ Watt.
Oh, man. What an overrated loser he is. How is he ahead of Nick Bosa?
Because he's really good. He's led the league in sacks three times.
He's so good, they never double-team him. He's so amazing.
He's so much better than Bosa.
He is, I don't know how many times I can explain this to you. He is a stand-up edge rusher who is moved around. Wow. You can't double the same way.
Hey, listen. Don't tell me about the pain. Just show me the baby.
It's like you're complaining that like somebody's in the slot and they're not bracketing him on the outside. It's like because they can't. It's not where he is. It's not where he's lined up. I don't know what you want him to do.
They wouldn't even. So you can't even dedicate a running back to help out. You can't even do that.
A chip block.
Yeah, you can't even do that.
It wouldn't count as a double team if he's stand up and moving around and blitz. I'm just saying. I don't know what it is exactly you have for him. Cool. Number 10, TJ Watt.
You have your try hard guy. I'll take Micah.
Number 11 is CeeDee Lamb. So that's the next one. Dak Prescott came in on this list overall 27th. So he was actually one spot ahead of Justin Herbert. Then Zach Martin was the last Cowboy on this list, and he came in at number 34. So the Cowboys only have four players in the top 100. But all four of them are in the top 34, and this kind of shows the top-heavy nature of their roster.
Pat Doney with a high school preview at 8 o'clock, below the belt at 8:40. Armin Katayan gets you ready for the college football season live at 9, and Nick Harris, DallasCowboys.com at 9:20. Let's go local.
We need to take people out of their bubbles and their safe place and make them think about the world we live in.
You are fake news.
So what do you guys hear? What's the scuttlebutt?
That's right. It is time for the Neighborhood Watch, and it's Thursday. August 29th. And you know what that means, Sean? Tonight is pickleball with Jared Sandler. See, Jared, we did. We gave you your extra mention in there.
Has he been retweeting any of us lately?
He's been over retweeting us now, like to the point that it's like now he's clearly trying to make like a point in what he's doing.
Yeah.
But so Jared Sandler will have the pickleball event tonight, as I'm trying to pull it up right now, what the actual address is. I don't have. Here it is. It is Preston Playhouse, 13130 Preston Road. Jared said you don't need to RSVP. They'd like you to, because then they can get a head count, but don't need you to. Happy hour tonight, 5:30 to 7:30. I saw they have the mini auction live. There's like a Max Scherzer autograph baseball in there. There's some other stuff. So go check that out and support Jared and support the Sandlot charity. Okay, our Facebook community group post of the week comes from the Johnson County Sheriff's Office.
Oh, baby.
They were they posted this week, scam alert in all caps. We got a scam alert here. If you receive a call from someone claiming to be Captain Danny Rogers of the Johnson County Sheriff's Office Civil Division, do not give this caller any information. This is a scam. All right, we do not have a civil division.
Let me interrupt for a second. Whoever decides the police officers that give you that phone call to ask you to donate, that person needs to be a radio program director, because they choose the most authoritative, commanding, intimidating people
every time
that call. And it's like, Sergeant Jefferson here. Are you going to do your duty? We're sitting here. We're saving lives.
Can they count on you? Can they count on you?
Dude, I feel so like, they paralyze me with fear.
Yeah. What do you need for me?
Oh, my gosh.
I'll give you anything you want. Just leave me alone.
Yes. I feel like I'm in a lineup.
The police are on their way, mofos.
Yes. So that's what I think of first when I hear a police figure calling you on the other line.
Can the veterans count on you? Can the police count on you?
Man, they're good.
You called me yesterday, but sure.
One of the commenters on this post received this call and gave kind of recap of it. They say, today I received a call from what I thought was the Johnson County Sheriff's Office. It was a JCSO phone number that called me, and the caller was Captain Danny Rogers from the Civil Division. He informed me that I failed to appear for a jury summons and failed to comply with court appearance requirements. He had a case number, citation numbers, knew my address, and had the voice and demeanor of a typical American law enforcement officer. After I explained that I never received a notice, summons, or any type of document about this issue, he was very helpful and believed my story, because there were a few others for this appearance date that were also saying the same thing. He wanted to make sure we could get this resolved today because a bench warrant was about to be issued for my arrest. I don't know much about the judicial process when it comes to not appearing, because I've never failed to do that before, so I'm extremely concerned at this point. He explains that he needs me to come to the sheriff's office today, gives me the address that is the correct address, and tells me to call him when I'm on my way. I left work a little early to head to Cleburne, called him to let him know, and he proceeds to tell me everything that I need to do when I arrive. Then he begins to tell me about the fines I will have to pay in order to get this cleared up. $1,500 per citation for a total of $3,000. The guy's red flag indicator went up. He's like, this doesn't sound right.
It's like my hail damage.
Cleared it up. But there's a lot of people getting this call. I had gotten a call like this not long ago, not about this specifically, but I got in a voicemail left for me that was like, hey, there's a legal issue. We can't. It sounded very real, where it's like, here's your citation number. Here's the company we're with. This is your case number. You're going to be served later today. You need to be present at the address. If you need to reschedule this or you think there's confusion, please call us back. These scams are getting more and more like advanced, and the AI stuff doesn't help it, because you can start like doctoring voices and doing different things like that.
Oh, yeah.
The AI is coming for us all. We're going to be done soon.
Ooh, because like, you know, they always say with the IRS will never call you. They always just mail you something. So they'll never call. If you get a phone call from the IRS, it doesn't happen.
And by the way, those of you who said I would not hear back that I was off jury duty right before training camp, I gave my, hey, I'm going home, I'm caring for a newborn, I can't serve jury duty. I was expecting a follow-up letter to say you're excused. I never got it. And I've been checking. I haven't seen a warrant for my arrest in California. So don't expect a follow-up if you're thinking they're going to confirm you get out of jury duty.
Did you say you haven't seen a warrant like you have in California?
Yeah, I got a warrant in California for we all went out. You never heard this story?
No, is it still active?
We were at Zuma Beach.
No, I paid it like an idiot, and the rest of these fools didn't pay it. And because I think I'm going to land at LAX, and you know,
the fuzz will be waiting to pinch
Reno 911. Yeah, going to be sitting out there in the terminal. Like, I was waiting for Sharif off the
sheriff's
plane.
Department.
Yeah,
I was the. We were playing volleyball. I was the only one who didn't get a citation because I had not opened my beer yet. Technically, like everybody else had opened, mine was still in the sand.
It was open. It was open container. We all went out for a beach day. Richie Witt, Slater, Choppy, myself. And it was
a few others
got a citation out there on the beach.
I had always wondered if I got in trouble that first year I went to Oxnard with the station. We parked at the Rudder Room and I parked in the wrong lot, the one that's like right next to it, but technically that's not parked. So I came out and there was a citation on the window that I never took care of. And I was like, I wonder if they know that was me, or if I was somehow tied to it, or because it was a rental car, who did it get exactly pinned on? Maybe somebody else has a warrant now. We're doing community.
People are saying they would have, it's on the portal. They post all the replies online. They don't send you another for jury duty.
Okay.
Ah, there you go. All right. We're doing Neighborhood Watch here on 105.3 The Fan.
But they sent me the summons to appear.
Correct.
Through the mail.
News broke from the Dallas Federal Reserve on Monday of maybe the most concerning economic sign yet that things aren't all sunshine and lollipops in DFW here in the economy.
You've been dying to talk about this story.
A lot of people are gobbling up sausage right now. Sausage sales are up. Now, this is actually like, I love these sort of notes. Whenever you find from economists, like, it's similar to whenever in sports you're like looking for the new analytic measurement that you're like, ooh, what's a way that I can project out? Where can I find this? Like, what's the new stat that everybody's going to fall in love with? I love the way economists will find markers in society, the way consumers are purchasing things, and then they go, this clearly adds up to it. And one of them apparently is sausage purchasing. And this is one of these little consumer quirks that economists will focus in on. They say that sausage, the amount of dinner sausage being purchased in DFW is up. And it's like, okay, well, what's the big deal there? There's been some modest growth. What does that matter? Well, they say that, quote, this category tends to grow when the economy weakens. Hmm. Why? Because, quote, sausage is a good protein substitute for higher priced proteins and can stretch consumers' food budgets.
So is sausage less expensive than ground beef?
That's a good question.
Brandon Hurtado, let me know. Hit me up if you're listening right now. Peyton, just Google real quick, Italian sausage versus ground beef. I would think that it was not less expensive.
But I don't know.
I support this.
Ooh, okay, so you get your Johnsonville brats, 5-count, for $4.99. All right.
Aren't we talking about like ground sausage though?
Yeah, like bratwurst, yeah, like ground sausage.
I would think so. Yeah, I mean, typically they say that this is something that's on the cheaper end than ground beef.
Well, then the economy is doing us a favor because I'm team Italian sausage over ground beef. Italian sausage in your spaghetti sauce instead. Italian sausage in your chili instead. Italian sausage over ground beef, in my opinion, it's just better flavor. So if it's cheaper, winning. Yeah. You do sausage and peppers as well. And it's just, it's a better flavor.
Italian sausage has like a sweetness to it, though.
Yeah. Almost, sweet
but
spicy.
I don't like. Yeah. Like
I don't
that, that's spicy.
I don't
that's,
like it.
What am I supposed to do?
Get the spicy one.
Get the hot one.
Yeah.
Get the spicy one and not the sweet one. There's an option.
Yeah, I'm not surprised you like hot sausage. So here's the deal. It says sausage is more often, over on Google, I went and looked it up. AI kicked back and answered. It says sausage is often cheaper than raw meat, including ground beef, due to a number of factors, including cuts. Sausage uses less expensive cuts of meat, byproducts, and fillers. Production. Sausage benefits from economies of scale, waste minimization, and shelf life. And the consumer demand is usually not there as much. It says, according to True Bites Family Butchers, sausage is traditionally made to be low cost, which can result in a nice texture that's not too heavy or gritty. But that's
a lot of protein.
Yeah.
That's an economic indicator right there. Maybe things are not so great.
Well, it's better than the story I watched yesterday that was so disturbing. Namibia?
Namibia is a country.
Namibia?
Namibia. Namibia.
Namibia is killing, RJ, elephants and hippos for their population to eat because of the drought. 83 elephants, 30 hippos, 60 buffalo, 100 blue wildebeest, 300 zebras for the people to eat. They're going to kill more than 700 animals because of food insecurity. Worst drought in 100 years. So we're here dealing with Italian sausage. They're about to be eating elephant and hippos, which I've never heard of anyone
Man,
eating.
Man, I haven't either. And the problem with the elephant
is so
that
sad.
They're, I think the, is it the gestation period? Is that what it's called? That's how long the term is.
Bobby doesn't know about mozzarella sticks, and you're asking him about elephant consumption.
Like, I know
he didn't
about
even know there's a hot Italian sausage.
No, the gestation period. Yes, I do know about birth. You remember I come from a family of nine, so I do know about that.
Like that's one of the reasons why those like the woolly mammoth. They
got to eat the elephant placenta.
It's because like it takes 2 years from like conception to birth.
The birth is like 18 months,
and with an elephant, it's very very long. So like if you start killing off the elephants, that's how species go extinct.
We are doing the neighborhood
wow.
watch.
Way to go. Way to go, nature, National Geographic over here.
If
you kill them all off, that's how they go extinct. No.
But if it's because
if you let them procreate and have sex, they will grow.
If you haven't seen it yet, you haven't seen
you're
it.
You're missing the point.
I'm making a joke. I don't really care about your serious sex. I'm just
like
joking.
Too long of a birth to a conception to birth, that's how those are the more prone to extinction.
You kill them off, they go away.
We're doing neighborhood watch here.
More you know.
Sorry, I'm just more enlightened than everybody else in here.
Neighborhood 116.
You're looking at bratwurst prices over here.
Yeah, I was.
Italian sausage.
I love sausage. I want to put all the sausage in my mouth like a fine.
Neighborhood watch here on 105.3 The Fan.
Drop. I don't even need a bun.
By the way, I saw one of these videos. I follow those Twitter accounts where it's like, wild internet videos or whatever. These elephants, I don't know what country it was, but these elephants have figured out that they can wait on the side of the road and they're given right of way by trucks. So when they see, there's these videos of when they see sugarcane trucks coming by, the elephant will just saunter it into the middle of the road so the truck stops, and then they go over and they just snatch some sugar canes and then let the truck go by. Those animals, they're
smart.
Damn smart.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, a Burleson Kroger employee, which I believe Burleson is the next spot firehouse. Where we're going to be heading for the firehouse
yes,
next month.
Reba.
A Burleson Kroger employee saved his coworker's life on his first day on the job. This is from CBS News National. It says, in a life or death situation, one Kroger employee jumped into action and saved a coworker's life on his first day. Shane Condon is the assistant store leader at Kroger in Burleson, and he received an award on Wednesday for being a hero. His family just moved from Colorado in June. As Condon was getting a tour of the store for his first day of work, he noticed an associate collapse. Another employee called 911. The operator coached Condon through CPR for 4 minutes until paramedics arrived. The man he saved was Ray Choate, a 21-year-old employee at the store. He had suffered a heart attack.
Wow.
At 21 years old, CPR saved his life. Everything's good now. But very first day of work, that's quite a baptism into your first day as an assistant store leader or team leader there.
Maybe he can win Employee of the Month like I supposedly did.
I guess so. Yeah, Peyton's like sitting here telling us you're winning prizes as hats off or something.
Were you in the meeting?
No, I was not. But you guys had left after the show a couple days ago, and Tim Collins came in and said, hey, can you give this to Sean? He won hats off. And I was like, did he really?
For Employee of the... Why'd you say it like that? Why'd you question it like that? Was it for Employee of the Month?
I don't think I've ever shown up to one of those. I have no idea. But
okay. Okay. I was.
But Bobby said Employee of the Month, so I assume that.
That's what hats off is.
It was the random wheel.
It could have been the random wheel thing because he was off for two weeks during the month.
Yeah. I think.
Yeah, they're like, take more time. Yeah.
What was the prize, though? Can you share what the.
Yeah. It was two $50 gift cards to Mexican Bar Company.
Oh, baby.
Oh, that was the prize wheel.
Yeah. Okay.
That was the prize
wheel. So it wasn't Employee of the Month.
No, but I mean, you know how your July went, so I mean, yeah.
not with these ratings.
I gave an airline employee.
Not with people fixing these ratings out there.
I gave an airline employee of the month last week.
You what?
I gave an airline employee of the month last week.
You gave an airline employee of the month.
Yeah.
Delta CEO over here?
No. I'm not the CEO of Delta or American or anything. But we were flying back, and they put our bag on the scale, and it was like 50.5 pounds.
Here you go again.
And I'm like, you know what? Just give me a, because some people are like 51 and a half. It's fine. Oh, yeah, just go through. You're fine. It's within the margin of error.
How do you know that? How do you get close enough to see that they let other people go?
Because I've had it where it's like 51 and a half.
Okay.
And they were like, you're close enough. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Like, just, I don't care if it's 50. Make it 50. Don't have any grace period. No. Yeah. Just have no grace period.
Yeah.
But you can't have where some have a grace period of 51.5, and then this lady goes 50.5. And by the way, that scale was up because we have a scale that we pull it up, and it showed exactly at 49.5. So I keep going.
Two times in a row, you have measured incorrectly because you guys probably packed a keg to fill with it Michigan beer to fly out there like you did your wine liquor suitcase.
So finally, like 10 minutes later, she keeps up. Nope, this is not going to work. Nope, this is not going to work. I take something else out of the bag. I put it up there, 49.5, and I said, I hope you win Employee of the Month, and I walked away.
What a walk-off.
Yeah.
That was a walk-off,
how
baby.
How kind of you. Yeah.
And that's the walk-off for the segment. It's the Neighborhood Watch every Thursday with Sean, RJ, and Roberto. We got Pepe running things live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. And congrats to the Tola who won the Texas Rangers ticket giveaway. But it's one of my favorite segments every single year. It is the patented high school football preview for the mecca of the sport. Pat Doney, NBC5, gets you ready for your school with the high school football preview next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.